Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Bob Johnson is the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, and he joins us every Monday at this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, a little bit of a complicated backstory on this case with the process server, right? Like, there was a renovation out on the beach that was supposed to be one amount and that spiraled to a much larger number. And as a result, you had a lawsuit being filed against Michael Mabry and then the guy whose contracting license he was operating under, Jesse Casey, who's an Escambia County politician, ran for our county commission District 1, lost to Jeff Bragosch, and then got hired to be his aide. He's named in the lawsuit. And these folks were going to serve papers on Michael Mabry. And then bad things happened. Is that right?
Yeah, and then apparently a gun got pulled, which is, obviously a no-no. And, unfortunately, process servers are kind of, I guess it's a underrated profession because some of them died during their time. Okaloosa County lost a process server. He was at a lawyer's office a couple of years back, and he was serving papers and got shot and killed. So people don't really understand what process servers go through. They're, you never want to see one at your door.
Right.
You know what it means, but yet you can't resort to violence to keep them from doing their job.
And in this case, I guess she had gone through an unlocked fence door to get to the front door. He comes around the side and kind of points a gun at her and allegedly, but I guess it's on video, so I don't know how allegedly it is. But then. Her husband is with her, has it all on film too. I mean, this is like, you just can't shoot a, you cannot point a gun at somebody unless they're threatening your life, right?
Yeah, correct. And people say, well, stand your ground. You said we can shoot. And, that's the difference. Somebody kicks in your front door and comes in your house as opposed to in your front yard, and obviously people can come in your front yard and you can tell them to leave. If they don't have a weapon or they don't threaten you in any form or fashion, you call us, we'll kick them out. Off your property. You don't have the right to resort to violence to threaten somebody who's not threatening you in any form or fashion. And I think, and I don't know for sure, and obviously we'll never know because you can't tell what's in somebody's mind. But, it's hard to believe he didn't know that person was a process server because usually they come up, they got a lot of papers in their hands. They're not armed,
They've got a badge of some kind, an ID of some kind.
Right. So, so it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, the case of process servers being a risky profession, I had met a guy get my tires done the other day, and he was a process server for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And I just didn't even know. I thought that was always private individuals. Do you guys have process servers that work for your office?
Oh, definitely. Sure we do. And we have sworn deputies. The process server that got killed in Okaloosa County was a sworn deputy.
Wow, off-duty?
He had just retired, unfortunately. No, he was in uniform. And ours are in uniform. This one we're talking about, though, is civilian, so it's
right.
No uniform involved. But, I have sworn officers that do it, and the one that was killed out in Okaloosa County is a sworn officer. And it can be very dangerous serving papers as, people who don't want them and obviously who wants to know they're getting sued or are getting subpoenaed to court or, like I said, when they show up, it's kind of like us showing up at a
right.
live party. Nothing good's going to come of it, So.
And, as many times as, you and I and Chip and I, and we all talk about this stuff, I still feel like people are very ill-educated about what the law requires of them with guns. And the short version is you can't threaten to shoot somebody for trespassing. That's itself a crime, right?
Correct. And like I said, that's what we're here for. So you tell somebody to get off your property and they say, no, I'm not going. You dial the phone, we'll be there and we'll tell them to leave. If they don't leave, we arrest them. It's pretty basic.
Right.
As long as they're not threatening you, they come on your property and obviously they come on your property with a weapon, a knife or something, then you do what you have to do. But if it's somebody who is unarmed, just because they're on your property, you can't shoot them or threaten to shoot them.
And basically, you can only threaten to shoot somebody if you'd be justified in actually shooting them, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, though, this is all different than, you know, inside a home. So mm-hmm. somebody kicks your door in, you know, you don't have to wait and go, does he have a knife in his back pocket or, you know, whatever. If he kicks your door in, obviously he's coming in to do something else that's illegal. So
now having just because I know people ask this question, having a gun, even yeah. in your hand, not pointed at the person on your property, that would be legal, right? Because you're allowed to carry a gun on your property.
Correct. Correct. And if it's pointed down and you never pointed at the individual, you know, normally you could get, there's a statute called reckless display of a firearm, but it doesn't really, I'm pretty sure it doesn't apply on your property mm-hmm. because like you said, you're allowed to possess one. But like if you're somewhere else, say the Tom Thumb parking lot, and you pull a gun out and don't point it at somebody, you still can technically be arrested for reckless display.
So. Because then you're violating the open carry or open display or, as you say, reckless display ordinances.
Right.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, we need to get a quick traffic break. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Go ahead, Jake.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways. I-10 eastbound going by Pine Forest Road is a little bit slow. And Pensacola Boulevard and Burgess Road, the light there is blinking yellow, so it could cause some confusion, a little bit of slowdown this morning. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know. 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, just a quickie, because I think there's nothing to hear here, but spring break, any issues with spring break?
No, the only thing I would say about our spring break is that cops are here riding with us.
Oh, all right.
But they're doing another few episodes with us, and then they'll be off again to some other county. But, yeah, so far on spring break, you know, the beach has been pretty sporty out there at times. But, so far nothing major to report, and I'm knocking wood as I say that.
So if you want to be on TV, then do something stupid in Santa Rosa County over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, just please don't involve a can of corn in it. Please don't do that. I'm just, you know,
classic episode.
Anything but that.
Yeah. Oh, man, I remember that. Hey, I did want to ask you, you had made this Facebook statement, basically a declaration of your opposition to reducing the millage on houses and also your advocacy in favor of the local option sales tax, an additional half cent, if I remember correctly. And I did want to give you a second to talk about both of those, because I know, you know, Sam Parker has kind of talked about reducing the millage, and he's a former cop, so it's not like, you know, y'all both care about law enforcement. Yeah. That's not the issue. But I wanted to give you a chance to kind of say your say.
Yeah, and on reducing the millage rate, you know, this is the thing. What they're talking about doing millage rate-wise, reducing it by, you know, I think it'll come out to be $2 million for the county. The average person on a $300,000 house is going to save about, like, $40 a year. So divide that up by your monthly bill, and what are you going to save? Pretty much nothing. We're one of the lowest taxed counties right now, millage rate-wise, in the state. So when you do something like that and say, I'm going to lower the millage rate by whatever, the only ones who benefit are people with lots of property and builders. They're the only ones that really benefit from it. So the average person, this is doing nothing for them, absolutely nothing. And it will, you know, you say, well, $2 million ain't that much. It is when, you know, you have to fulfill a budget, and all my budget is ad valorem taxes except for the local option sales tax. So when you start talking, man, my budget, I think the last one was $68 million. And we have to add officers because right now the state average is like 2.4 officers per 1,000, and we're at like 1.2. So we're half of where we need to be. And to hire officers, what else do you have to do? You have to raise the pay. If the counties surrounding you are paying a lot more, why are they going to come here? So that being said, the county commission just needs to understand that, hey, I think personally that we need to stay on track and focus on getting more officers on the road because, you know, if you let crime spike and then try to bring it back down, it's a lot harder than keeping it low.
Right.
So that, and when it comes to local option sales tax, yes, I'm definitely in favor of that. They want another half cent just for infrastructure. And I can tell you the local option sales tax, the half cent that we currently have, is a blessing to the sheriff's office. We have had, we've bought so many vehicles with it. It's just, it's really incredible how much it's helped us. And of course that takes, you know, that's money that normally would be coming out of ad valorem to buy cars and stuff. So now that saves us so much money that we can put toward personnel. And if we have to raise our starting pay, you know, in the future, that'll help as well.
I did want to also ask you just quickly, it's a done thing now. They're going to lower the speed limit again, like they do every year on Navarre Causeway to 20 miles an hour. Do you have an opinion about
yes.
that, either from a safety for the birds or a safety for the kids or for your officers, convenience or inconvenience for having to go that speed?
You know, it may be inconvenient for some people to go that speed, but you think about it, the birds are nesting, and they do fly across that causeway pretty quick at no notice. And, you know, you're talking about protecting a species that, you know, was here way before we were. So I think it's a good thing. I don't have a problem with it at all. And if people understand that we do this every single year, this should not be a big surprise when they get over that bridge and see the 20-mile-an-hour and the flashing light. They need to understand that there's a reason for it. We're not doing it just so we can write tickets, because God knows we can write tickets anywhere in this county, the speeders, because, you know, there's a lot of them.
If you task people to just that, you wouldn't run out of speeders. You'd run out of people long before you got to all the speeders. I agree with that. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
It's called job security.
That's right. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, always joins us this time on a Monday. Sheriff, thank you so much for what you do, keeping us safe and informed. And when it comes to cops, entertained, I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a company, you have employees, especially if you're growing, you have to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, you know, management, payroll, all of that. And if that's going great for you, then great. Great. If it's not going great or you wonder if it could be better, call Torgerson Causey and find out. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. We started using them about 7 years ago here at Cat Country and News Radio, and you know, I didn't know what I was missing, honestly. They came with better options, better choices for insurance, and better customer service, quicker answers, more detailed, thoughtful answers to the questions we would ask. My wife is an engineer. She asks complicated questions. Not everybody has good answers, but they always have. You know, Reed has been great. Every time we've had something, he's always had a good answer for us. He'll get back to us. I mean, just that's the kind of thing that you take for granted when you have it and you don't even know you don't have it until you do. So if you'd like to do better by your employees or find out if you could, call Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or check him out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information. Visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
I'm just telling you, House of Pain's a guilty pleasure. I mean, it really is. That's some, that's just good stuff. Plus, perfectly appropriate for the Mobile Leprechaun, right?
Oh, yeah,
perfectly appropriate. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake has got our traffic on the fives.
All right, I'm not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways right now. No major accidents reported by FHP. If you are on Gulf Breeze Parkway headed by the Garcon Point area, this is going to be headed eastbound on 98. We do have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Breezy Wind Drive. This is going to be before you get to that intersection there in Tiger Point, but I'm not seeing any major slowdowns from that. Coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, no accidents reported there. Highway 29 South through Cantonment is flowing, and Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in good. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We got a text in here. Somebody had a note for you. He said that, you know, every once in a while you'll say that traffic on I-10 is at posted speeds. He said, the traffic on I-10 is never at posted speeds.
Yeah, I just went ahead and deleted that from my script. I will never say that again.
Because it's either significantly below posted speeds or significantly above posted speed.
Yes.
It is never at posted speed, except in Gulf Breeze. Because we are all super law-abiding in Gulf Breeze.
Tucci.
That's right. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle to drive at posted speed, Frontier Motors has got a great selection of used cars. Cars that are almost new. Cars that are, you know, like 1, 2, 3 years young. Low miles, great condition. You know, the only thing different between that and a new car is a little bit different. You don't have that new car smell, and you didn't happen to be the first owner. But otherwise, it's just a car you own for a year or two. You know, it's a dealership that Dave Ramsey recommends, that I recommend. Great folks, great cars, great service, just kind of all around, you know, the full package. And plus, you can compare about 300 different cars and trucks on the lot at any moment with the, you know, all the different new technologies that are out there. You can see them all side by side and decide, I do like this, I don't like that, and then pick the one that really works for you for the next 5 or 10 or, if you're like me, 15 years. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A California woman's been arrested after leading their highway patrol officers on a chase and then driving into the ocean. Police say the driver was just wanted for speeding and then drove onto a beach in Marina Del Rey and into the Pacific. North Korea lobbing some more missiles into the sea. South Korea's military reporting that missile was fired Monday morning. Local time, Japan's Coast Guard also confirmed the launch and said the missile had fallen into the water. The missile launch coincided with Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. And the man who invented the modern karaoke machine has died.
Sing a song. Shigeichi Nagichi died at the age of 100. The Japanese businessman invented the first version of the karaoke machine back in 1967, calling it the Sparko Box, after a co-worker jokingly made fun of his singing voice. His family says he died on January 26th after a fall.
Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone.
But why this song?
I'm Michael Kastner.
Michael Kastner, pick a better karaoke, brother.
Oh, goodness.
Shigeichi Nagichi. Is that what
Shigeichi Nagichi, yeah.
No, that's great. Yeah. And, you know, you might think, well, is that the kind of thing you'd want to be famous for? Just think of the joy you have brought to so many drunk people.
Oh, absolutely.
Over the history of, you've made so many people's lives more entertaining by some silly little thing like that. I mean, how many smiles, how many laughs, you know, how many couplings have come as a result of that one machine? I mean, that's a miracle box, right? All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829, no, that's not how I met my wife. Oh, God, no. I mean, not for me. I'd be like, if I had to mate up via karaoke, I would never have made it up. just telling you, that's for me. 437-1620. Hey, if you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing work done, Peden, they will take care of you. First-rate service, first-rate products, professional people. Show up on time, do the work they say, 100% guaranteed satisfaction. They are everywhere. I mean, gosh, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way over to Mobile. Now, Baldwin County, of course, as well. You can cool down your garage with your sunroom or your workshop this summer. $1,000 off a mini split for March Madness, which starts this week. So call them and get something installed now before the basketball starts.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Who decides truth or misinformation? Supreme Court hearing arguments whether the Biden administration went too far, asking social media platforms to take down posts on COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop, claiming misinformation when they turned out to be true. On the campaign trail this week, President Biden sporting new shoes, Hoka lifestyle sneakers for stability. Vladimir Putin reelected president of Russia for an astonishing 37-year reign. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu objects to Senate Leader Chuck Schumer calling for new elections in Israel.
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate. I think we're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us.
On Fox and Friends, three separate spring break shootings in the Jacksonville Beach Bar District last night. One dead, four wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is a beautiful morning. Mostly clear skies. It is 57 degrees in Pensacola. Well, several hundred people donned their finest attire and attended an event to raise money for animals in Escambia County over the weekend, the annual Fur Ball benefiting the Pensacola Humane Society.
This is our largest fundraiser of the year. Last year, we raised over $150,000, and we're hoping to go for about $175,000 or $180,000 this year, because that is just a small piece of the pie of what it takes to do the mission of the Pensacola Humane Society.
And that is Humane Society board member Deborah Dunlap. She says the organization uses the money raised at the Fur Ball each year to spay, neuter, and vaccinate animals that come into the shelter, and the money raised from the event, helping to spay and neuter, she says, at least several hundred animals here over the next several months. Well, it was also a big turnout at the Scratch Ankle Gravel Races on Saturday. Pensacola Off-Road Cyclists President Anthony Allcamp says his organization puts those on, and all of the proceeds there go to maintain local trails.
So we're all volunteer-based. We've been managing three different trail systems since 2000, really. The three trail systems we have are the University of West Florida West Campus Trails. We have Muskogee Mountain Bike Trails on River Annex Road right along Perdido River. And then we have a trail system out here in Blackwater called Red Rock Road Trail System.
And Allcamp says there were about 200 cyclists between the various routes, which included a 40, 60, 100-mile, and even a self-supported 200-mile race. And that route took riders as far north into Alabama as near Andalusia. And then back, it was a giant loop through the Conecuh National and Blackwater State Forests. Proceeds from the races on Saturday benefiting Pensacola off-road cyclists. Again, they maintain those three local trail systems. Well, we could be in for a few cold nights to start off the week. Santa Rosa County is opening their cold weather shelter tonight and tomorrow. That shelter at the Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. Anybody that needs to stay there should arrive between 6:30 and 8:30. They say nobody will be allowed in after that, unless they are with law enforcement. Pensacola police are investigating a possible DUI crash this morning after a car hit a PPD cruiser. That happened on Bayou Boulevard near Buffalo Wild Wings and the AMC Theater. Police say the officer was in the turning lane when a vehicle heading the opposite direction swerved across the road and hit the cruiser on the passenger side. PPD says the officer involved was taken to the hospital with a possible knee injury. That driver was being investigated for a potential DUI charge. Investigators looking into a possible computer network security incident. After a phone outage over the weekend, Saturday, the city of Pensacola reported phones weren't working, although that outage seemingly did not affect emergency dispatch or any operations at the airport. And the U.S. Coast Guard making a big dent in drugs heading into the country last week. The crew of the Coast Guard cutter Campbell seized $52.7 million in narcotics, and they say they arrested 27 suspected drug smugglers. That happened last Thursday. It's 8:35 right now at News Radio 92.3. Time to get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
This traffic report brought to you by Robert Half. Not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents on our roadways to report to you. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 29 South is good through the cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down there. Looks like no delays on Burgess or Olive. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. And Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, a little breezy for the afternoon, high near 66 degrees. Temperatures tonight getting very chilly, 39 degrees. For Tuesday, we will have that breezy weather continue with sunny skies, high near 61. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 46. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now, 57 in Pensacola, 58 in Gulf Breeze, 58 also in Milton. Your money now this morning. The markets are up today at the opening bell. The Dow is up 91.79 at 38.80656. S&P 500 up 49.26 at 51.67.81. The NASDAQ up 247.39 at 16.220.57. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly this morning, 4.31%. Gold price is down 90 cents, 21.60.60. Silver prices are up 10 cents at 25.49. And Bitcoin not recovering a whole lot, but it is up 132.86 right now at 68.455.78. The rest of the crypto market looks like it is headed in the opposite direction. President Biden's reelection campaign apparently raised over $53 million last month. The Biden campaign releasing new figures today that show about 1.3 million donors have made nearly 3.4 million contributions, 97% of those under a couple of $100. The Department of Health and Human Services investigating a cyber attack against United Health Group. Last month, a subsidiary of United Health fell victim to a ransomware attack that disrupted their billing operations for patients across the country. And Target making some changes to their self-checkout policy. They announced they're putting a cap on the number of items shoppers can have at self-checkout, a move that has, quote, plenty of justification, according to the retailer. Marketing professor Mike Porter says some people don't like self-checkout and will appreciate those new item limits. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I saw this one on social media. I thought I'd ask. I alluded to it earlier today, but here's the question. If you could get one more season out of some show, what show? Now, I know maybe some shows you would have to, you know, they already had a finale, so you couldn't really do another out of that one. But I'm, you know, generally speaking, okay, you love the show so much, it ended prematurely, or it just ended, you know, and you're like, ah, man, after 32 years, they robbed me of it. You know, what show would you want to see one more season of? And there is a certain element of, you know, one more season of a show might just make you angrier that it ends again. Maybe, you know, but okay. 437-1620. What's a TV show? And it could be streaming, you know, wherever. What's a show that you watched so much, loved it, particularly one that, like, ended a little early, one that you would like to see one more season of? Jake, do you have a personal entry into this category? 437-1620. 437-1620.
Dragnet?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just really liked that show when I was a kid. I just thought
Dragnet.
It was cool. Dragnet.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. That's, wow. All right. I didn't see that one coming. So, you know, I got.
It's just what popped. It's like, you know, the camp at Camp Wakanda. It just popped in there.
It's just
Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Yeah. I tried to think of something that couldn't harm anybody. 4376. So I thought of Dragnet. right. All right. 437-1620. Yellowstone. Somebody says I could. Yeah. I could see it. I could. But that's a recent pain, right? Like that's still fresh wound, right? Like somebody's probably going to say Succession, which has ended after what, 5 seasons? I think I'm in season 3 right now. You know, watching that one. A little bit forcing myself to watch it, if I'm honest. I am, because so many of you loved it so much, but I don't love it so much. It's parts of it are okay and fairly entertaining, and a lot of it is, man, I would axe Cousin Greg from the script in a heartbeat. 437-1620, somebody says Sopranos. Oh, I could see that. Yeah, I could see why people would want to see another one of the Sopranos. Somebody wants another episode of Election 2016. The good news for you, so actually it's Election 2020 you're going to see again, but you know that. I would like to see one less season of Game of Thrones, please. Oh, that's... I would like the first 9 seasons, and I never, ever want to hear about season 10 ever again. I would rather imagine it than and rather have it get canceled than have season 10. Oh, that's funny. That's a variation on the question I hadn't thought of. Which show ended so badly that you wish they would have stopped before the last one? I love it. Feel free to enter into that category. Somebody says, "My name is Earl." Oh, yeah. You know, my wife watched all of those. I would watch some of them. I did not watch all of it with her. And Seinfeld also. Ted Lasso. Is Ted Lasso done? I don't assume that Ted Lasso is done. Maybe it is. I don't know. You know, it's quite a good show. I guess they said they robbed us too soon. Okay. All right. Fine. I'm just not sure. Anything with Bob Newhart in it. Okay. I could see that. Star Trek, the original series. Oh, this is my heart. Because it was only, what, 3 years, I think? It's either 2 or 3 seasons. Now, in fairness, the movies are the sequels. But the movies are different. Okay, so, you know, but I feel you. I thought the same thing. I thought Star Trek would be a good one precisely because there are so few episodes of the original series. Ballers, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, sorry, that's a previous answer from a different question. Ballers and Breaking Bad. Has Ballers got canceled? I've watched a couple episodes of that. That's a, it's captivating, but it's a little on the R-plus side. I'll just put it that way. Somebody says King of the Hill. Okay, good one. 437-1620. You know, weirdly, I'm a huge Mike Judge fan, not King of the Hill.
I know. That's weird. I can't weird quite for tell
you. I know you love King of the Hill.
That's like, I love King of the Hill.
Did you ever watch Good Family?
No, I didn't. Oh,
but see, so we have that again. You know, yeah. I say you should watch Good Family. You say I should watch King of the Hill. Good Family was the liberal family satire where they go to the all organic store and there's like 14 grades of organic potatoes to pay more and more for which one you virtue signal better for. The Andy Griffith Show. Okay, there's a throwback. All right, fair enough. And that was a genuinely great show. Really, really great show. Peaky Blinders. Okay, so I've heard this before, but I don't know this show. You know this show?
I know. I'm aware of it, but...
Same. Like, I've heard it, but that's it. Oh, Firefly. Oh, yeah. You're going to draw a lot of... you're going to draw a lot of... No, it's... But Firefly is definitely the show that people who were fans of it just live it that it got canceled. Live it. And then, you know, they try to do other stuff. Ozark. Oh, okay. We watched that. Kind of glad that ended. That show makes me feel dirty because it's a super filthy show. How I Met Your Mother or Parks and Recreation. Oh, yeah, I could see that. We all need more Ron Swanson.
Fishing relaxes me. It's like yoga, except I still get to kill something.
Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, I love that.
We need more Ron Swanson.
Yes, man.
And Leslie Knope. I mean, it's a great cast of characters. I could do without the sidekick doofus guy, the brother of the sister who's done. I can't remember his name. Anyway, go ahead.
I would vote for Ron Swanson for president.
Oh, yeah.
If he was a real person. All right. So this traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. Not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways. No accidents reported by FHP. Did have a little fender bender on Highway 98. And this will be, looks like it's headed westbound on Highway 98 once you're getting through Tiger Point there. But it's not really causing any major delays. Otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good, and Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. But when it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, thanks so much, Jake. Back to the question of the day is, what show would you want to see another season of? You know, which show left too soon? 437-1620. Somebody here says Space Force. Space Force?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Steve Carell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we watched. Sorry, I can't go with you
John
on that
Malkovich.
One.
I mean, it was a pretty good show.
I watched an episode. The Expanse. Oh, no, that was a great show. And Marco Polo on Netflix. Somebody says another Ozark. Vote for Ozark. Fringe. Oh, okay. All right. I can see that. Cobra Kai. Is Cobra Kai done?
I think so.
Can I just say, Cobra Kai is a classic example to me of a show that is like, it's like a band's first album. Mm. You know, they've been working on that album for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, or 10 years. And it's perfected in this, you know, and the first season was perfect. And then you kept watching it. Yeah. In my opinion, okay? Yeah. MASH, a series that ran longer than the war it depicted. No, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Somebody says Dick Van Dyke, great comedy. When Things Were Rotten, Mel Brooks. Oh, gosh, I do sort of remember that. Let's see. King of Queens, somebody says. Whiskey Cavalier. I don't know this show. Whiskey Cavalier?
Mm-mm.
I don't even, not, heard not that even one. Sure I've heard of it, so I apologize.
I used to wish for another season of Quantum Leap, and then they gave it to me, and I was like,
I wish you hadn't done that, sir. Kept me hoping. somebody here says Battlestar Galactica. I had the same thought. Battlestar Galactica, the classic series. The sci-fi version, that's another great example of that was a great show for 2 years and they made it for 4 years. The last 2 years of that show were really loopy. 437-1620. I know it was a movie, but Blazing Saddles is a TV show. Okay. Ted Lasso, MASH, Lost. Oh, that, you know. Yeah. But see, Lost is like 9 seasons already, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty long.
It needed it. I mean, they needed to pay you off. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I don't like to watch shows that never pay off. The never ending ongoing premise behind the show, that just aggravates me. I want it to be done. Becker, somebody says here. Oh, so I'll give you my entrance into this category. Which the problem for me is I know that if I love a show, it's either going to change or go away. Because if I love a show, there aren't enough people like me to make a show successful. So they're either going to change it and make it more appealing to most people, in which case I'll stop loving it so much, or it's just going to go away. Titus. Oh, brilliant. Chris Titus is a comedian. Great show. Raising Hope, another, you know, fantastic show that just did not survive. The Unit would be mine. Ah, oh, I love The Unit. Oh, that's one of my all-time favorite shows. Four seasons done. Life is another one for me that would be, you know, huge. But this is the one that most of you would know probably is West Wing. I would take another season of West Wing. I don't know that West Wing would do well these days, because if our politics are any indication, we don't really want that kind of White House. We want something entirely different. 437-1620 through the rest of the text here. Altered Carbon, X-Files, Carol Burnett. Okay, all right. Star Trek Next Generation. I could see that, although they did run for a long time. And Dark Shadows. So, all right. Fair enough. I hear you. It's interesting to me that one of the all-time, you know, most popular shows that nobody did mention, that they didn't say they wanted more of.
We were on a break!
But, of course, I think we can all agree.
Scotty, beat me up.
Would be nice to have a couple more episodes of. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you want to get that green, lush, verdant, that means green, lawn this summer, then you got to start thinking about that now. You can't start thinking about it in July. I'm going to fix it in July. You fix it in March and April. That's when you really get to going. And you call NSEC, and they'll come out, and they'll look at your lawn. They'll do soil samples. They'll do, you know, a program for you where they come out and get your lawn what it needs, when it needs it, at the right time of the year. That's the idea. Nutrient applications with each standard service visit, seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf-damaging insect control, and fungicide. They've got a healthy landscape program for tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and they'll even recommend grass types. Sign up today, and you get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes initial soil samples and lime treatment on an average-sized yard. You can find out more about how to make your lawn green in a couple of months. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Lucky charms, heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, hourglasses, rainbows, and tasty red balloons.
Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. And I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future.
You know, the more I think about this comment from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer last week, the more just outrageous it becomes that he would say that. And Netanyahu didn't pull punches yesterday when he was on State of the Union with Dana Bash.
Chuck Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official here in America, a staunch supporter of Israel. What's your response?
I think what he said is totally inappropriate. It's inappropriate for to go to a sister democracy and try to replace the elected leadership there. That's something that Israel, the Israeli public, does on its own, and we're not a banana republic.
Yes, exactly. That's just unbelievable. Calling for regime change in a partner democracy? And by the way, Dana Bash, a staunch supporter of Israel. Previously, man.
I think the only government that we should be working on to bring down now is the terrorist tyranny in Gaza, the Hamas tyranny that murdered over 1,000 Israelis, including some dozens of Americans, and is holding Americans and Israelis hostage. That's what we should be focused on.
Yeah, and the idea that, you know, there's like some popular uprising in Israel against, I mean, it's, you know, Netanyahu is a very controversial figure, no doubt. And there have been protests. There's protests here over all kinds of things that are very fringe elements believe that.
This is what Senator Schumer said. The majority of Israelis support our governments. 82% of Americans support Israel instead of Hamas. But the majority of Israelis support the policies that we're leading. Go into Rafah, destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions. Make sure that we don't put into Gaza, instead of Hamas, the Palestinian Authority that educates their children towards terrorism and the annihilation of Israel.
Oh, man. Dana Bash drives me crazy because she wants to always interrupt. You talk for 30 seconds or less. And she's on a satellite delay with him, so he cannot hear her instantly anyway. It's so frustrating.
Majority of Israelis support the policies of my government. Okay. It's not a fringe government. It represents the policies supported by the majority of the people. If Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me. He's opposing the people of Israel.
That's a very interesting point, if the policies are that popular, right? So we'll come back to this because there's one last comment I want to let you hear from him because it's such an important topic, right? What's going on in Israel and Gaza and, you know, the appropriateness of the military strategy against Hamas in Gaza. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents to report to you this morning. It's been fairly quiet around town. Do see a little bit of slowdown Highway 98 westbound after you get through Tiger Point and you're getting to Oriole Beach. That's pretty normal for this time of morning. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. Chase Street, Palafox, W Street, all that's looking good. If you do see anything out there on the roadways slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Last comment from Benjamin Netanyahu talking with Dana Bash on State of the Union yesterday.
Schumer gave the big speech, but he has support in many ways, from the president of the United States. President Biden is a self-described Zionist. Even he is starting to distance himself from the way you are handling the war. He called what Schumer said a good speech. He said that he shared the concern of many Americans. They aren't criticizing Israel. They're criticizing you and your right-wing coalition.
Dana, there's a fallacy that is being perpetrated here. And you should take polls, you'll have your own polls, and check whether the people of Israel support the policies that I'm being criticized for. That is, supporting the policies of going into Rafah, destroying a quarter of the remaining Hamas terrorist army. That's like leaving a quarter of the Hamas, of the Nazi terrorist army in Germany and saying, no, we're not going to finish the last quarter, and we're not going into Berlin. Most Israelis overwhelmingly support the position that we have to go in. They oppose the idea of ramming down a two-state solution or a terrorist state against their will because they think that this will endanger Israel's future.
Yeah, and John Kirby, when asked on Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream says, you know, the Biden says there's a red line if they go into Rafah. What does that mean? Well, I'm not going to get ahead of the president. What does it mean when you say there's a red line? Just this. The strength of the Biden administration, his campaign, was foreign policy. Trust me, I know foreign policy. Do you? 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news. Jake, can I tell you what's going to happen before it happens? Supreme Court today is hearing the case about whether the Biden administration, Vivek Murthy, interfered with people's free speech rights by lobbying Twitter and Facebook to suppress what they call misinformation. Are the administration going to be allowed to interact with social media companies after this ruling?
No.
I would say no. I would say no is how it is. But I'm interested to hear the argument today. Facebook page, the public officials. Supreme Court says if you do public business there, you can't censor people. Will people split their Facebook pages, private and public?
Yes. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.